Hello and welcome back. This is Gariguba Cutica Health with your host, Daman. Today we're looking at the topic, Understanding Gambling Addiction, a Destructive Cycle. Understanding Gambling Addiction. So gambling is often perceived as a form of entertainment and potential financial gain, but it can spiral into a severe addiction for many individuals. Gambling addiction, also known as compulsive gambling or gambling disorder, is a behavioral addiction characterized by the uncontrollable urge to gamble despite negative consequences. Now, similar to substance addiction, it involves the brain's reward system, where the anticipation of a win triggers a release of dopamine, reinforcing the behavior. Over time, individuals with gambling addiction experience a loss of control, continuing to gamble despite severe financial, emotional, and social repercussions. First things first, let's look at the signs and the symptoms. Identifying gambling addiction can be challenging, as individuals may hide their behavior due to shame or denial. Some common signs to watch out for include, number one, preoccupation. Constant thoughts about gambling and planning the next bet, often at the expense of other responsibilities. Number two, loss of control, inability to stop gambling even when aware of the negative consequences. Number three, financial problems, accumulating debts, borrowing money, or resorting to illegal means to fund gambling habits. And number four, emotional distress, mood swings, irritability, anxiety, or depression related to gambling outcomes. Now that we know the signs and symptoms, let's look at some of the effects of gambling addiction. The consequences of gambling addiction extend beyond the individual to impact families, communities, and society at large. Number one, financial hardship. People with gambling addiction spend large amounts of money feeding the habit. Compulsive gamblers may experience bankruptcy, job loss, homelessness, and strained interpersonal relationships due to financial mismanagement. Number two, psychological effects. Gambling brings about high financial losses and interpersonal challenges that can result in depression, anxiety disorders, substance abuse, and suicidal thoughts or attempts. And number three, social isolation. Many compulsive gamblers steal from friends and families to fund the habit. They may use funds meant for school fees, house rents, or even company projects. Consequently, they may lose their social support networks, withdraw from family and friends, and experience strained interpersonal relationships and legal issues. Now let's look at how to manage gambling addiction. How is it managed? Treating gambling addiction often requires a multifaceted approach tailored to individual needs. Number one, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. So this is a therapeutic strategy used to help individuals identify and change harmful thought patterns and behaviors associated with gambling. Number two, motivational interviewing. This is a treatment strategy that encourages individuals to explore and resolve their ambivalence towards changing their gambling behavior. Number three, medication. In some cases, medications such as antidepressants or mood stabilizers may be prescribed to manage co-occurring mental health disorders such as depression or anxiety. And number four, support groups. Programs like Gamblers Anonymous can provide peer support, encouragement, and accountability. In conclusion, gambling addiction is a serious condition that affects individuals, their families, and their communities. Now, while gambling appears to be an enjoyable, harmless pastime, it can quickly become a harmful social addiction with negative consequences for the individual. Through education, support, and early intervention, recovery from gambling addiction is possible. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman.
I'll see you next time.